Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's actually talk a little bit of football. Aaron Rodgers is now locked in as the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He recently announced that he has been married. We don't know who his wife is. Not really my business. He could tell us whatever he wants to tell us. But Aaron Rodgers says that he's been married for a couple of months. Well, not everybody is excited about Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here's Mike Tannenbaum on Get Up.
I think Aaron Rodgers could be irrelevant by Thanksgiving.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Wow.
Irrelevant.
By Thanksgiving.
Whoa. Yeah. A non-playoff team, a 42-year-old quarterback who's a legend that's going off into the sunset.
Explain this to me. Explain this to me, because I think, tell me how the Steelers are not going, particularly with a little bit of an earlier, easier early schedule. They're always relevant deep into the season. This is going to be the year it falls apart?
Yeah, agree. The inverse is, tell me why they're going to be relevant, because they're the third best team in the division. They're going to have to find out about Will Howard, who they drafted from Ohio State, who I think is very intriguing. I don't think they could really win this division. And I think by the end of this season, we're going to be talking about a massive transition.
Hold on. So Baltimore, I will give you in the blink of an eye. Baltimore is the class of that division. Cleveland is finding itself. That's being kind. Cincinnati, we spent an earlier portion of our show this morning eviscerating their offseason. Their defense isn't bad. It's embarrassing. And so you tell Pittsburgh finished ahead of them last year with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. You're telling me you don't think Aaron Rodgers can be better this year than those guys were last year?
No, I think that's fair, but I think Joe Burrow with, you know, T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase for all 17 games, I think they're going to outscore teams. To me, their offense in terms of where Pittsburgh is between those two teams won't be able to outscore Baltimore and Cincinnati.
I just want to remind people here.
Yeah.
Mike Tannenbaum, not given to hot takes very often.
No, he's not.
Has said that Aaron Rodgers is going to be irrelevant by Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving!
I mean, is that a hot take? I mean, I know that sometimes we confuse strong opinions, which I'm all for a strong sports opinion. That's why we're in this business. We now consider everything a hot take. Oh, I think this team's going to go to the Super Bowl. Oh, it's a hot take. No, we all don't have to pick the same team to go to the Super Bowl. Like, you're allowed to pick somebody different. That's fine. That doesn't make it a hot take. Aaron Rodgers not being relevant by Thanksgiving is now considered a hot take? He's the 10th best quarterback in the AFC. He's the 11th best quarterback in his conference. That's not a hot take. That's a likely outcome of all of this. The AFC right now is dominated. It's dominated by under 30-year-old, mobile, can move around quarterbacks. The Steelers went out and got a 41-year-old, will be 42 during the season, player who is 18 months removed away from popping his Achilles and appears to be half in, half out on playing football. Yesterday, in his media availability, he says, I mean, I only had two options, not play or play for the Steelers, so, I mean, I'm here. What? That's not really the mindset I want my quarterback to have. He hasn't been around. He hasn't been there. He showed up for a couple of days of mandatory work. He's now going to go back off and do whatever Aaron Rodgers is going to do. And then he'll show back up when you got to go back to work in 6-7 weeks or so. There's a lot of other really important team building that happens. You know what you can't be? And not, you can do this. You won't be very good at it, but of course you can try it. You can't be a part-time football player. There's some things that you can do and be a part-time employee and, in fact, be really good at being a part-time employee. There's nothing wrong with being part-time. It is if you want to play quarterback in the National Football League. It feels like you got to work more hours than that. It feels like you got to be a little bit more dedicated than that. Does anybody get the sense that that's what Aaron Rodgers is when it comes to playing quarterback? Because I see him on the Joe Rogan show more than I see him on the field. I see him on the Pat McAfee show more than on the field. We talk more about his personal life than we do about his play. That just doesn't sound to me like somebody who is all in on trying to be the best football player that they can be. And again, that's what that job requires. So I don't think that's a hot take that he's going to be irrelevant by Thanksgiving. That seems to me like a possible outcome. That the Steelers will be hovering around 500. I mean, I guess you can talk about the Steelers if you want. They're 5-6. I guess they could end up being a wild card team, but we know who the big three are in the AFC. Do the Steelers have a chance of cracking that big three? Are they one of your teams that you think could be a surprise team? People think that about Houston. People think that about Denver. People think that about the Chargers. People think that about the Patriots. That, you know, Drake May will end up being good, and they got Vrabel as a head coach, and they brought in Diggs. Is anyone thinking that the Steelers are going to compete, win that division, and be a team that you're going to have to reckon with in January? That's not the tone I'm getting. It's not the vibe that I'm picking up. So I don't think that's a hot take at all. I think that is a sports observation. I think that is a sports opinion about the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.